Tired of having teachers snatch your precious iPod and mobile phone? Then welcome to iHistory, where the stories of yesterday and the technology of today come together. Welcome to Year 9 Australian History at Eagle Hawk Secondary College. As you would know, England settled Australia in 1788, 218 years ago. That seems like a long time ago. Back then, they had to travel to Australia in a boat journey that took about 8 or 9 months. But Aboriginal people had been living on this bit of land for a lot longer. They've been here for at least 80,000 years. Some archaeologists reckon they've been around for about 120,000 years. Even if it's only 80,000 years, that's 367 times longer than white people have been here. To put it another way, white people have been here for only a quarter of 1% of the time that Aboriginal people have been here. Or, to put it yet another way, if you had a 16 metre long rope that represented Australia's history, white people would take up 4.36 centimetres of the 16 metres. We think we know that the ancestors of Aboriginal people came from Southeast Asia, during the Ice Ages when the sea was a lot lower. This meant there was more land above water, so they didn't have to travel by sea the whole time. We also know that Aboriginal people had, and still have, a very rich culture. We often think that Aboriginal life was very simple before white people came. Actually, they had very complex systems for trade, many different languages, diplomatic processes for crossing into another tribe's land, and rituals for becoming an adult. However, we don't know much about Aboriginal history because of one fact. Their culture was never a written one. Ancient cultures like the Egyptians had a written language. They recorded important events and information about their culture in this written language, passing it on to others in the form of written words. But Aboriginal culture is oral. That is, important events and information is passed on by telling it to others, especially by telling stories. Aboriginal language is not written. To give an example, it's kind of like stories about my Uncle Clem being passed around my family. My Nana told my dad, and he told me. No one writes it down, but everyone in the family knows the story of how he had his heart broken and became a hermit. But if I stop telling the story, sooner or later, no one will know the story. It's the same thing with Aboriginal culture. And because not all the stories have made it down the generations, we don't know that much. Instead, we rely on archaeological evidence such as shell middens, which is a fancy word for rubbish dump, artifacts and burial places to tell us about Aboriginal history. One reason why not many stories have survived is that Aboriginal people did not cope well with the white settlement. Actually, did not cope is a nice way of putting it. In New South Wales, numbers of Aboriginal people in 1788 were at 250,000, but dropped to just 10,000 by 1850. In Victoria, the numbers dropped from 250,000 to 15,000 in the same time. That's like Australia's population going from 20 million to 1 million in 70 years. Or our school's population dropping from 600 to 35. You'd have to wonder what had happened. In the case of the Aboriginal people, it was mainly disease and violence that killed them. Over the next week or so, we'll be learning about Aboriginal culture before white settlement, why the English settled Australia, and what happened when the two cultures came together. Your next task should be on the board by the time you finish this podcast. Remember, no question is stupid, so ask me about anything you don't understand. My promises can disappear, just not right.